Coach, just your thoughts on today's game.
Come on the road, and it's a tough one. Really pretty slow start by us in the first half. Probably found ourselves into the game at probably the 30-minute mark, but at that point you're down 1-0. But then, thought we started the second half and find a equalizing goal, continue to kind of maintain possession as we did even in the first half. But then you give up a second goal, and you got to push on and try to keep finding the space. And it's a good game, obviously a really big game for just with the standings of both of the teams coming into this game at 4-1. But you regroup and you push on and you circle back and get ready for next week. So makes for a little longer trip home.
Your thoughts on the defense outside those two goals?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're either of them are great goals that we concede, so that's on us. But I think as the game goes and you kind of have possession and they do a really good job of defending in the low block and in their own half, they look to break on you and counter and play big balls, and 10's gonna run everything down. And I thought we handled it for the majority of what we had to. But obviously, you don't take care of a couple of situations and you get paid the price.
And for Ethan Gill, obviously it's his first year under your system. What kind of difference or what has made him special this year to lead the team in goals now at five?
He came over to us this past spring and has integrated himself really well. And listen, he's been in the conference, he knows the competition, he knows the teams, and I think he's done well in our system, and has found himself in really dangerous spots. And he scored with both feet, and obviously today with the header, so he scored in different ways. And happy to see him get the equalizer. Obviously, unfortunate that we can't do more after that, but he's been a great addition to the program, and we're pumped that individually, yeah, he's found himself on the back end of five goals this year, and so that's good for him. But we still got to keep going as a group.
And then finally, you're going to come back home against Lehigh for Senior Day. Can you just talk about Senior Day and having the families and how important it is not only to celebrate those guys, but also it's going to be another big conference game at home?
Yeah, a big game with Lehigh coming in town. I mean, every conference game is a big game. We've learned that since we've been in this league, and we get most everybody's best every week in, week out. But then, to your point, we have the ability to celebrate guys who have, been committed to our program, right, for 4 years, and obviously some for a little less based upon them transferring in. But really excited for those guys and their families to come, and because again they've done a lot for the program on and off the field and pushed us forward. And so looking forward to getting back and a good week of training and a really good focus, and welcome in a really good side in Lehigh coming in.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.